brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now into hour number two. And let's now go straight into your calls, then I'll get into more on IBM calls for global identity management solution. This is the World ID Card. More on the bombings and the torture. There's just so much news today. A lot of evidence of government-sponsored terror as well. Reb in Colorado. Reb, thanks for holding.
You're talking to the advanced team of our element. I'm Reb, Bubba Chief Scout. Our location is Lakewood, Colorado. We right now need military assistance. We're under attack. We're being racketeered by the local PD. We have total evidence of federal crime of eavesdropping, confirmed by FBI Las Vegas, 700 East Charleston Boulevard.
Okay, sir, I'm not really following. You need military assistance.
Well, that's about what it comes down to. We're being racketeered by the local PD. We have this total evidence of crime of
eavesdropping. Okay, you have total evidence. How'd you make them angry? What's going on?
Well, they tried and failed to break. They broke into my buddy's apartment 4.5 miles to south of the house, a 3/10 square mile with factory
I'm
on.
I'm having trouble understanding it. Maybe it's just me. You're just kind of, your phone's breaking up. You're like, 3 square mile, QBX7ZO9er.
Yeah, we're given the right coordinates. This is the location, and our phones were recently sealed by Quest Corporation, so we call them the all queered us. That's what we call the local PD, and they're racketeering us right now and stopping me on the street, telling me not to talk to feds. And right now, the FBI is obstructing, and we got total evidence.
Okay, you got total evidence. What are they after you for? What's going on?
Okay, they tried to obstruct criminal defense, false arrest. It's been thrown out 2 years, but they haven't stopped. And
okay, so they're mad that you've beaten them in court.
You know, we didn't even get that far, but yeah. And then all of a sudden they're coming over our barbed wire, ripping the side of the factory open. We turn this over to Homeland Security.
I tell you what. What you got to do, sir, is I'm too stupid to understand what you're saying. Write me a letter, okay, to try to codify it for me. Seriously, thanks for the call, Reb. I really appreciate it. We're ripping our barbed wire, coming into our factories, you know, QX9er. I mean, I just... Too advanced for me. I'm send me a letter, Reb. If it's something I can talk about, I will, or I'll maybe have you on as a guest if you're being persecuted. JR in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, JR.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
It's an honor to talk with you again. It's been a while.
Nice to talk to you, sir.
Thank you. I sent you by the mail a couple months ago a few copies of my new CD album. I don't know if you've got a chance to check that out.
I've been sent a lot of music, but I've been sent a lot of good music.
Oh, okay. Well, about a couple of years ago, after watching, you know, your documentaries come out, the newer ones, and George Humphreys and Dave Von Kleist and so forth, I got really, really motivated and inspired to, you know, to write a complete anti-Illuminati album of my own original compositions and music and so forth. And it's, you know, progressive rock style genre. And besides, you know, waking up people around me and, you know, making copies of your documentaries and so forth and trying to wake others up around me and in my area, I've decided to, you know, to dedicate the last couple of years of my life into making sort of a, you know, musical, you know, project that has, you know, clips and samples that I've taken from your documentaries and other authors as well. You know, just trying to wake people up, you know, through my music. And so, with your permission, I'd like to plug in my new website.
Drop a plug on us, sure. This is the Plugcast. All the plugs all the time. You got something to plug? Plug it. It's the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead and plug it.
Oh, yeah, it's jrguerra.com. That's jrguerra.com.
All right, thank you. Does anybody want to talk about the World ID Card? Does anybody want to talk about that? We'll be right back. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Something tends to happen over time for those of us that are really concerned about what's happening in the world and the systematic loss of freedom, the construction of a tracking and control grid that is meant to truly dehumanize us and control our every movement, and to literally destroy the family and the basic human fabric that we've always had in God's design. I mean, the globalists openly say this is their plan. It's monstrous. They think they're God. We tend to get desensitized. I mean, I was screaming and yelling, reading the plans 10 years ago to put biometrics in all the grocery stores and the banks and track and trace you and instantly debit you and put transponders in your car and tax you. And Tex Mars was freaked out about it, you know, when he wrote Project Lucid back in 1995 about RFID and tracker chips and buying and selling and thumb scanning. And then now it's all here. Now it's actually being implemented at many major bank chains and grocery stores and health salons and tanning salons and topless bars and five-star restaurants. And, oh, this is a five-star restaurant. You enroll and pay with your finger. Let us just set up your account. And they're masters of putting it where it's kind of in a herd mentality. At a Disney World or at the bank, somewhere where you're lined up, you're in a hurry, other people are around you, you see others doing it, which gives you the peer pressure mentality of, I guess, marching into the pits. You ever seen the video of the film footage of the Jews being run into ditches, run into graves they dug? And they're standing there digging the ditches while other Jews have dug other ditches, and they watch the Nazis with a machine gun or with a pistol walk by and shoot each of them in the back of the head, and they dutifully run down into the little The little shoot, see, that's sheep-likeness, folks. That's a bovine servitude, and humans do it across the board. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I guess my kin that came over here through adversity and fought on the, you know, front lines of the frontier, and I guess it's kind of been its own selective system where genetically, where I'm just really aggressive, folks, and I'm not somebody's slave, and I'm willing to die on my feet than in some ditch on my knees. Let me tell you, a bunch of people want to herd me into some ditch. They're going to have to fight me to do it. And I got a sneaking suspicion I'm going to take 100 of them for my life. I mean, it just is not going to happen. And then, don't you know the guy blowing people's heads off outside that ditch was freaked out himself? But again, all the other Nazis around him were doing it. Heinrich Himmler one time went out to one of the actual death camps and was watching them blow people's heads off, and he just started vomiting and vomited for about an hour and just couldn't look at it anymore. Then he tried to go back out, act tough again, and watch it again. He started throwing up again because they were blowing little teenagers' heads off. And, you know, just his humanity, somewhere left in him, a little bitty cell of humanity. Even the head guy ordering all this, he just couldn't handle it. Just the boom, blow, boom, just blowing those heads off. And our toughest men in Vietnam would kill people up close. And for years, you know, their first 50 kills or so, you know, you shoot somebody up close, you stab them up close, they would get nauseated. Because there's a built-in mechanism that we don't like to kill each other. But all of that's being beaten out of us, being conditioned out of us with the video games and the simulated killings and the simulated killings on TV that just get worse and worse every year. The studies show it. We're being turned into, not animals, but into automatons. We're being systematically targeted and conditioned. And so, you know, nobody tells you when you sign up. You sign up online, you buy the plane ticket 6 months before, we're saving, oh, the kids are really, if you do good on your homework and bring home at least 2 A's, we'll go for a week to Disney World in Orlando. Oh, Dad, can I go in the big wave pool and go swimming? Can I ride the Magic Mountain ride? Can I? Yes, yes. Oh, you got the A's. Oh, and you get on the airplane, you fly there, and instead of going to the beautiful beaches or going snorkeling or enjoying the really beautiful stuff in Florida, you go stand in the hot lines for hours, and you go up and you buy your tickets, and they go, okay, now time to enroll you in the biometric system. They don't even say that. They just herd you up and do it. Now, I remember 4 years ago, no, it wasn't 4 years ago, it was 2.5 years ago, the video's online, Infowars.com. I remember my son was about a year old, and my wife and I were, hey, you know what, it's abusive to the animals, and it is bad. You know, those dolphins aren't very happy, but, you know, he needs to see animals like that. That's always the excuse for the circuses and stuff. Oh, it'd be really interesting for our one-year-old. Let's go to SeaWorld down in San Antonio. So we get in the car, and we drive down, and again, I'm Mr. Know-It-All. Well, I didn't know it all. And I get there, and we park, and we march up, and we go through all this traffic and stand this big line in the heat. And I'm kind of feeling bad about it to begin with because I know the whales and stuff in there aren't too happy. But, oh, my son needs to see this. It'll develop his mind. And so we get up there, and they go, oh, it's a season pass for $45. And it's $42 for a one-day pass. And I'm like, well, of course, I'll take the season pass. Who wouldn't take the season pass? $3 more. Now, by the way, it just isn't offered. You just got to do it. And I march up, and the lady goes, please put your hand here. And it's a big hand scanner. And I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go back. She goes, it's okay. I don't like it either. And she said, like, half the people were refusing. She just said, go on through it. Well, Disney World doesn't care now, and neither does SeaWorld. They make you, there's no choice, you've got to do it. A card with your face on it isn't good enough. And folks, that's because Disney is part of the military-industrial complex. They're part of the conditioning. That's the same thing. You go into the bank, you're in a hurry, you got to go pick your kids up at school, but you got to deposit this $1,000, or you're going to bounce checks, you got to put your paycheck in there. You're up there, you've been banking there for 2 years, you know Sally at the counter. Hi, Sally. Hi, Mr. Johnson, and this is happening to my friend, who is actually Mr. Johnson. I need you to do this. I need you to enroll you biometrically here. That's what the new thing we're doing. Excuse me? I've been a customer here for, I've got money in your bank. I need to deposit this. I'm in a hurry. I'm sorry, sir. It's the new policy. And people just, all right, just, I don't like this. Some of us don't like it either, sir, but you know how it is. We just have to say no. My children are never going to SeaWorld, and they're never going to Disney World, and they're never going. And you know what? I'm not going to sit there and go, you can't go, it's too fun. I'm going to go, it's part of the enslavement grid, and I'm going to explain how it's an enslavement grid to track everything they do, and I'm going to read to them about how slaves were tattooed and had numbers put on them, and I'm going to explain how IBM put the tattoos on the Jews to control them and how they run it today, and I'm going to explain. They're not going to want to go to your dirty Disney. We don't watch Disney films. We don't support dirty Disney. We don't. None of us should. We don't watch TV to begin with, so it doesn't really matter. But it'll be accurate. I watch about an hour a week now. I've actually increased my viewage because there's so much going on. Viewage, is that a word? Viewing. All right, I'm going to go back to your calls. But I read this article that I want to get to later in more detail about IBM and the UN together in a consortium setting up the world ID number. It's already here. And the ramifications of it are horrible, and it will actually increase identity theft. They don't care, see. And it's very painful to see all this happening. So you have to say no. I mean, you try to go into, this has been all over the news, all over the country, the fanciest tanning salons where only the coolest people go. Sorry, you got to biometrically scan. The fanciest health clubs and country clubs, got to biometrically scan. They actually bring a scanner now to some of the finest five-star golf courses. I'm a member. Excuse me. I don't have to pay with cash. I have an account. Oh, thank you, Jenny. Thank you, sir. Can I get you another scotch and water? That'd be quite nice. It's on the tab. We were outside an IHOP a few months ago having breakfast one Sunday morning. We were coming out, been eating with my parents. There's a nice black lady, real proud of her fancy, brand-new, probably $75,000 Mercedes. Good for her. And she just sat there with pleasure. I watched her. She just so proud. The body language, she just put her thumb down to get into that Mercedes. That's her key. I'm just, I'm so good. You know, it's just everywhere. And I'm sick of it. And it's just systematic. And they sell it to you as a fad. They sell it to you as status. Or they get you enrolled in it by giving you a discount. These grocery stores where they're putting them in, I've gotten emails saying I'm psychic as usual. I'm not psychic. It was in industry publications that they would give you discounts to use the systems to get you on it. Then they just simply stop offering the discounts when they get enough people doing it. Sure enough, say goodbye to your credit cards. Say goodbye to all of it. Say goodbye to your debit card. Now it's PayTouch, and you get a 15% discount on select products. Well, why wouldn't I do it? I get a discount. Why do you think they're giving you a discount? Well, I guess it cuts back on the front, and they just like it. The Defense Department openly is pushing the adoption of all of this right now. Let's go now to, who's up next? Jerry in Wisconsin. Gerald hung up. Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how's it going today, man?
Pretty good, my friend.
Great. Wait till you get a load of this. I got a nephew. He's in the third grade. It turns out that he's got some dirtbag teacher that restricts his restroom usage. And now he's developed the health problem as a result of that.
You need to sue the creature.
Yeah, that's what I...
Why do they have the family member in a government indoctrination extermination camp?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, why are they there? I mean, that's what they give them, the deadly vaccines. They're going to start the forced psychological testing and drugging. They have super high crime rates in the schools, one of the most dangerous places you can be. I mean, why do people put their kids in actual prisons?
Yeah, that's for sure. And then they
describe this. I mean, I would just refuse. I would just go to the bathroom. How old is this nephew?
He's in the third grade.
So. Oh, yeah, they're very submissive then.
Yeah.
So, what is it? Some feminist who hates men is being mean to him, or?
No, it's some dude that.
It's a dude, okay. And how often does he let him go to the bathroom?
All right, he just restricts them from going to the bathroom for long periods of time, I guess. Doesn't let him go.
What medical condition is it?
Oh, he's got some problems with his lower intestinal and so forth now.
Yeah, I mean, did the doctor say it's because of that?
Yeah, he had an emergency visit to the hospital just a few days
ago. Stay there. We'll come right back.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
I go through this bank of phones, I'm going to get back into the news. Believe me, there is a lot of it. I mentioned this yesterday, but didn't spend enough time on it. Drug industry, human testing, mask, death, injury, compliant FDA. It is a 17-page Bloomberg article, Bloomberg Financial. And it just gets into how many people die. And then they go sign up and have all this toxic stuff tested on them. But at least they're signing up for it. What about all the welfare kids that the government takes? Literally, social workers take and they test pesticides and things like that on them. That's even New York Daily News. I mean, this is how evil this stuff is, and it's going on right in front of us. But again, the grand jury won't indict because this is the government. They're allowed to do whatever they want. They're God. Going back to Jerry in Wisconsin. Jerry, I'm not a doctor, so I can't answer your questions. I know there's a lot of new bowel problems that young people have because the vaccines create chronic viral infections in the intestines, or they damage the intestinal wall in infancy. That there have been a lot of big medical studies on that. But I don't know. I mean, perhaps your nephew already had problems, and the teacher didn't understand that and wouldn't let him go to the bathroom. I can't believe we're having a discussion about going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I guess he's restricting all the kids from going to the bathrooms at certain periods. Where he makes if the kid will raise her hand and say, "May I be excused to go to the bathroom?" He'll say, "I'll wait 20 minutes or whatever." I mean, sometimes if it's an emergency, maybe the kid's got to go right now. But
I actually remember some teachers doing that. I mean, I thought you meant like 5 hours and they don't let you go to the bathroom.
Well, I think he's making them wait longer. It depends. I guess I'm not really there.
So your question is, what should you do? If you think they're being mean to your nephew, go talk to the school about it. Have they really done damage? Sue them. Or number one, get the nephew out of the government training camp.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for the advice, Alex. I sure appreciate it. Have a great day there.
Well, thank you, sir. I don't know how good that advice is. I mean, there's so many factors. I really have no idea. I'm not going to say it. You try being on the radio for 10, 11, 12 years and having 2-3 minute breaks, you never get to go, "We need to." All right, there we go. I said it. I did say it. It's just, where are we going today? Patrick in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I'd like to mention how the psychiatrists come up with these names. I've been diagnosed manic, depressive, schizophrenic, paranoid schizophrenic, delusional schizophrenic, and the latest schizoaffective delusional. And all they do is lie. I've told them time and time again on their voicemail what a fraud they are and their drugs are no good. And I've tried to refuse, and they didn't bring my phone. One day they manhandled me, went through my pockets, cut my belt, get my belt off me to inject.
And so what happened to you? Many years ago, you got into the system.
Yeah, because I didn't agree with trying to teach us that we came from monkeys in the sixth grade, so it's just I go to a psychologist in sixth grade.
And then that was it. How long have you been in the system since then?
Oh, man, I went overseas, and they found I was mentally ill there. Of course, they got the whole family in the mental institution overseas in South America, and I mean, it's just a constant battle, either from going nuts on somebody or
I think
on
I'm
yourself.
Going nuts right now. Thanks for the call. No, I mean, they have, what, like a 100-something new diagnoses this year? That came out in 2005, criticizing the government. They've got a couple of mental illnesses for that. You think the government's corrupt? They've got a mental illness for that. I guess all the founding fathers were mentally ill. I mean, there are people who are crazy out there, but they're few and far between. And, yeah, now you're depressed because your brain's angry at you in many cases because you're not doing the things you should be, or you're not involved in the community, or you buy into Madison Avenue and feel like that you don't have any value because you don't have a big fancy new Cadillac. So you get depressed. Or your boyfriend breaks up with you, so they go put you on Prozac, and then you get even more problems, and they put you on 2 or 3 drugs, and then things spiral out of control. I mean, all the statistics are there. And I really can't defend those drugs, and the evidence shows that. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi, Tim.
I wonder if you heard today the Bank of America has announced that they're going to start charging a declined fee when you use their ATM. Say you go and you want to withdraw $500 and you only have $450 in there, it will decline you. Plus, it's going to start charging you a fee now for that.
Yeah, that's an instant thing, and it doesn't cost them a fraction of a cent. And I did hear that on the radio. I didn't hear how much they're going to charge you, but it's not fun.
Do you think that's part of this global tax?
Well, sir, we know what the global tax is. It's the tens of billions that we put in and many other countries put in each year to the private IMF and World Bank, also our United Nations dues, and we also pay for 40% of the peacekeeping bill. That's your global tax. They want an overt global tax on the wellhead, on crude oil. They want a tax on money transfers, so yes, that would fit into that.
And it's amazing, too, how we're all being coerced into this direct deposit with our...
Well, stay there. I'll let you finish up after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It started at the first of this year. No longer do you even get the checks you paid for back. By the way, it costs them even more to store those checks. You get a piece of paper with a copy of each check on it because they went and lobbied Congress to pass a law where you don't have a choice, where banks aren't allowed to give you your checks back. See, that's not free market, folks. It should be if a bank doesn't want to give you your checks back, you just don't bank with them. But oh, no, you don't get your checks back. And everything is instant. Money instantly goes, well, money takes 2 or 3 days to go in, but it instantly goes out. See, so they get the 3-day float on all the money they've got, and they run all sorts of squirrely scams with that. And businesses, big companies everywhere, even small ones, oh, sorry, we don't give you checks anymore. You don't have the option. We will automatic transfer this to a bank account. So go set up a bank account or you don't work here. That way you don't cash it and have cash. And this whole cashless society control grid, it's going to kill the underground economy that has kept things afloat for a long time, and that's the plan. And then they'll selectively enforce it for their drug cartels and others. You know, the illegal aliens, they're not going to be under this new system. They've even admitted it on the news. They're going to have their consular matricula cards that you can basically get out of a Cracker Jack box. But we'll have to jump through 500 hoops. Let's not exaggerate, 14 hoops. Let's go ahead and go back to Tim in Ohio. Tim, finish up what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, you sort of answered the question there. That because like I was coerced. You're right. We didn't even have a choice. They said you either get a bank account or you're not going to get paid. You know, and like you ask us all the time, does that sound like freedom to you? No, it does not. And as far as the
That's like the sharecrop owner going, you know, I owe my soul to the company store. For folks that don't know how sharecropping works, let me explain it. Most white people that came here were absolute slaves. I mean, if you tried to run from your indentured servitude, they would hang you. Okay, and they even had laws you really couldn't do that to the black slaves. So in some areas they had more rights because they were just absolute property. Well, then you can't be mean to the property. But white slaves, indentured servants, some of my family way back came here as indentured servants. Others, came here as founders. I even had folks on the Mayflower boys and girls. But to make a long story short, you had indentured servitude for 5, 7, 8, 12 years. The average was 7. But it was set up where you got a little bit of pay, quote, for your food. It wasn't even their job to feed you, but it was never enough. They would have a company store. And then it would be jacked up prices. They would pay you in a special script or a special check that was just a stamped piece of paper at their store. And then they would jack up the prices and rip you off. And that went right through sharecropping until it began to fall apart in the last 50 years. There are still people, though, generational families that live on ranches next to my father's ranch, our family ranch, who their families that have lived there for 150 years. You know, since Texas got going, or I guess 170 years, more than that now, Spanish land grant. And there are families that have been on that for 100 and something years, you know, for the owners that still own it.
I'm sorry, the coal mining, they were extremely guilty of that as well.
Well, exactly. So it's the same thing. That sharecropping, when you go in and we're going to pay you how we want, it's going to go where we say. You understand that, boy? You're lucky to have a job. See, that's what globalization's all about. Having 1,000 illegals they can point at and say, if you don't like getting paid $12, Mac, I can give it to him for $5. Hey, if you don't take this job, I can give it to him. That's what destroying a free market, vibrant economy is about. Then you got to grovel and lick boots to have any job you can to go along with their system. Well, I don't want to be a jail guard, but I've got to be. That's the only job we got here in Palestine, Texas. You see, that's where I don't like what they're doing, but it's the only thing I can do.
That's really sounding like the Council on Foreign Relations white paper, Building a North American Community, isn't it? The way they're going to...
Boy, it's a community, baby. You said it right, Tim.
Slide it in. Now, obviously, an economic crash is coming. Do you think that's going to be the final nail in the coffin that pushes through the martial law? I mean, when people can't get money and when people can't get food for their children, is that going to be the where we get most of the foreign troops coming into here? Do you think they're going to use the bird flu or other manufactured viruses for it?
They got a lot of different tools. It's kind of like they got us strapped up to the rack, and they could shoot us, they could stab us, they could burn us, they could boil us in oil, they could skin us, they could flay us, they could draw and quarter us, they could drown us, they could bludgeon us, they could stone us, they could gas us, they could anything. We don't know exactly how they're going to do it. It'll be a combination of all of those things. But thanks for the call. Let me try to answer that important question as best I can. We know what they did in Argentine. We know what they did. Not in Argentina. I'd call it Argentine, the old name. What was it? 4.5 years ago. They were dollarized. 6 years ago, they'd come out with a national ID card. They had removed cash. Cash was being phased out. They were the most industrialized, highest standard of living area in Latin America. In fact, their standard of living was as high as Texas. Texas has one of the lowest, number three lowest standard of living in the 50 states. Though we have a lot of the wealthier, we also have some of the poorest people. But the Argentinians had the same standard of living on average as a Texan. Very high, almost as high as the U.S. average. Very nice place. I haven't been there, but I have family that's worked down there. I mean, it's supposedly really, really nice. And low crime rate, really happy. And they bought into globalization. They did everything the IMF and World Bank did. And the documents got released. Joseph Stiglitz, their chief economist at the IMF, got so mad about it that he quit. And suddenly over 1,000 pages of documents came out. And, I had Greg Palast on about it. We posted them. It's the BBC's reported on it. And, I mean, it was meetings between the IMF and World Bank where they're like, we're going to engineer a total collapse. That'll cause rioting. And then we can set up a police state. And then we can jack up all the water prices. Then the middle class will fold. We'll get all that property. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, we can't wait to do it to America. Oh, it's going to be so good. I mean, it's just pure evil. So, see, they got to put in their cashless society first. They got to put their biometrics in first. I mean, they have this in 6 years ago down in down there with the Argentines. The Argentinians bought into globalization. They were the front runner. I mean, they were the model. The only place in the world that is, was more surveilled and more tracked and more cashless is Finland. And there, folks, if you want to know what the future is, I haven't looked at Finland in about 3 years, but 3 years ago, Finland, when you get pulled over, it instantly is debited out of your account. All your money is in a government-certified private account, and you're taxed according to how much money you have. And it was some, you know, billionaire got pulled over, so it was like he had like a $10 million fine or something. I forget the exact number. Your cell phone is constantly tracked. You're constantly listened to. Everything you do is tracked. There's cameras everywhere. They're euthanizing people. I mean, it's just totally brainwashed. And the Finns just go along with it. They're like totally communal because it's such a cold area and the whole society is so communal. They just believe it. They're just totally peaceful and friendly and totally gullible and also have the highest suicide rate in the world. They're just weird. I'm not attacking Finns. Finns are pretty normal after they're here a few generations. I know a lot of folks up at Genesis are Finns, come from Finns. It's up there in Minnesota, but you know, nice folks, but I mean, they really are just the culture is just so gullible. Very hardworking, very intelligent, but just gullible to the nines. Not like the rebellious Anglo-Saxons, but or the Scots. It's just so sad to see it. So they're just having a heyday in Scandinavia. Finland's the worst. It's unspeakable. I mean, I can't even describe everything they're doing. But that's the model for the world. But there was a Washington Post article and accompanying photos, I remember, about 4.5 years ago when this happened. The IMF and the World Bank had told the government, do all this, sign over all your property to us, do all this, follow this, we're going to really help you. And they pulled it all out in a matter of days. Their politicians literally retired with billions of dollars apiece. They gave them like five different presidents in 6 months, you know, trying to cut the head off figuratively of different scapegoats. Having politicians fall on their swords, but they overnight tripled the water, overnight tripled the fuel, overnight, because everything was state-owned, and they handed it over to the IMF and World Bank, to create riots, and then once the riots start, then they get to declare martial law, and there's pictures of the guys riding people down with horses, and after a month of this, middle-class families were actually out on the side of the road starving to death, begging, and the police didn't care because they were all being taken care of by the system. This, and again, this was in IMF documents. This was all set up this way to then have a total plunge, total rock bottom. Then they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. It's called the IMF riot is the term they use. And a trailer turned over full of beef, full of cows. And people were actually biting off chunks of raw flesh, middle-class people, with dirt all over their faces and with crude knives cutting off big slabs and running away like jackals with it to their families. And you take these yuppie women and these Lexus, I'm not saying you're bad if you have a Lexus, but you know what I mean. The Lexus driving, people wearing the designer outfits, who only care about the designer outfit. I'm not saying you're bad if you have a designer outfit. My point is, they worship the trappings. They constantly rub on their Rolex, you're touching it, looking at it. Oh. I mean, who cares? You know, it's just some bauble. People who are just obsessed with their class and who don't have a 2-day supply of food. In a month, they will turn into psychopathic, frothing killers. And boy, the poor underclass, they'll really go nuts within a few days because they really have nothing. And so this is the system. And it just disintegrated. And then they reorganized it, total police state. The biometrics are now in. There basically is no middle class now. Overnight, in months, they ended a vibrant, American-style economy with the standard of living of Texas. Just gone within 2 months. It's a beta test, an admitted beta test. And when they think that you'll submit, when they think the cops will follow orders enough to do it, when they think they've got enough of you on the cashless banking, when they know that the economy's gotten centralized enough, what's holding them back is we're still enough of a diversified, non-one-crop economy that they can't really pull that. But the globalists say that globalization is all about this. Quote, interdependency means the globalists are international, and then they play countries off against each other and have all the other countries dependent to globalization, so none of us can stand as sovereign units, so we can be picked off one after the other, one at a time, literally being fed on and then put into the tiger grid, and they just continue that cycle over and over again of shearing us and then tightening the screws down even tighter, and then shearing us, starving us, and then tightening the screws down even tighter, and then shearing us, and then tightening the screws down even tighter, while meanwhile telling us the economy's great. While debt is at all-time highs, breakdown of the family and divorces, illegitimacy is at all-time highs. I don't even so much look at economic indices, though they're important, and those are way down, and debts are way up, corporate, private, government, state, county, city, local. But I also look at all the other indices of illegitimacy, of different types of crime, of degeneracy, of sovereignty, just all of every indicator. We are literally on fire. We're like a big battleship with flames shooting out of every portal right now. These globalists are just dancing on us, preparing to blow the bottom out and sink us. And it's real funny to them. It's not funny to me. And so I've been babbling again. Let's go back to the calls. Who's up next here? Jeff in Texas. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the air. And then Mark and others. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. I got a copy of Codex Magica here. And when I first heard about the book coming out, it sounded to me like a lot of the same thing that's been out before, but it's not. It's what Tex has done here is absolutely damning to the elite. I've got a picture here on page 522. You know the Archbishop of the Anglican Order, that Rowan Williams, who presided over Charles and Camilla's wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, he's top on the religious power pyramid here in Europe.
What page is that again?
522. He's got photographs of this Archbishop participating in basically an initiation into the Druidic priesthood. It's just unbelievable.
No, that's in my new film, The Order of Death. That was in, just type in Archbishop of Canterbury Druid into Google. You'll get about 15 different front page articles with him being initiated.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, so the head of the Church of England, the official church, is an admitted high priest.
So that's what goes on in the open out there. God knows what goes on, you know, in secret. I have visions of Eyes Wide Shut, you know?
Yeah, it's real. Here it is. Now Archbishop is a senior druid, too. And it's got Winston Churchill being sworn in as a druid with Aleister Crowley. Young Winston Churchill arrives for his druidic initiation ceremony, which Churchill taught the true occult meaning of the fiery and destructive V's hand sign that he later made so famous it became used around the world. And yeah, it means human sacrifice when they give that symbol.
Well, I'm glad he did that, because when you tell people about the Masons, most people just have no sense of history, so they can't put the whole continuum together in their head. So you got to show them something now, something new. And,
well,
and he's
620 something pages, over 1,000 photos. I mean, it's obvious.
Hey, another comment. When you talk about stuff like the WHO documents about culling the population, every once in a while, could you throw out a specific document? Because you have an excellent memory,
yeah,
better than mine. Maybe that's from all the vaccines I got in the military. But every once in a while, throw out a specific document, because when we talk to our friends about this, they say, you know, they question you, and if you don't have anything to back it up, you know, you get laughed at. So.
Well, I mean, we've posted it all on the website, and I've told my webmasters I want a population reduction control section. I've said for years I want to make a film about it, write a book about it. I want to spend some time this week talking about it. But, I mean, there's the Kissinger document from 73, population control memorandum.
I'm writing it.
I don't have the actual document number in front of me. I can't remember it. There's the Population Control Foundation of New York. There's all of the UN public statements. I mean, it's all there. It's just there's masses of it. I do need to codify it all into one place. Or listeners, you can go out and codify it all into one place and build a web page, and I'll link to it. There's so much we want to do. We can't do it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks a lot, Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet. I mean, there's all the Ted Turner comments on CNN from C-SPAN about how we're useless eaters and need to have 95% reductions. There's Prince Philip publishing the book, If I Was an Animal, published 1988, where he says, I want to come back and kill 80% of you as a virus. There's the World Wildlife Fund openly calling for that. There's the Dr. Peter Singer calling for that. At Princeton, there's PETA calling for that. I mean, it's just Jacques Cousteau saying it before he died. There's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that's off running around. I mean, to even try to get into all of that is just mind-blowing. You know what? I know we got Mark and Maggie and others that are holding. I'm going to come back, get into it. Some of the news is coming up. I'm going to start the third hour, and get into all that news, and then I'll come back to your calls. So you can drop off because it's going to be about 20 minutes, or you can call back later, or you can stay online, whatever. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I'm taking calls, but I haven't given the number out except in the first hour. 1-800-259-9231. And your calls are coming up in the latter part of the next hour. But I'm going to come back and briefly plug my videos. So get a pen and paper ready. I'll tell you how to get Codex Magica as well. And then I'm going to get into the news. And we're going to plunge into it. So stay with us. Strap yourselves in. Don't forget the websites, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrismPlanet.tv. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Symbols and hidden codes of the Illuminati. Codex Magica. Learn a whole new language. And then watch the news. It'll freak you out. All the symbols, the hand signs. It's just endless. Very powerful book. And it is $35. It's the size of a phone book. Over 1,000 photos and documents and diagrams. And read a chapter a night for the next month or so, and you'll be an expert on the occultism and the New World Order. Codex Magica, available at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, as are a score of other great books and videos. Or simply go to, well, I guess you can write to me. Simply go to, writing to me, yes. You can write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can write to us, or you can call toll-free, 1-888-253-3139. We're also carrying the book, The Coming Battle, Exposing the Banking System and the History of It. And, of course, we've got my new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, my best film yet. I hope you'll get it, detailing what really happened on 9/11 and the Globalist Master Plan. You can also go to prisonplanet.tv and read my book, an e-book, Paul Watson's online e-book, a bunch of other great e-books we've been authorized to post, a bunch of other documentaries we've been authorized to post. We're putting a new one up there today. My weekly TV reports, special video reports that aren't even on the TV show or in my films, they're just on prisonplanet.tv, exclusive to members. You get to see my documentaries weeks before they even come out on DVD, in the case of The Order of Death, about a month before. My newest film that isn't even out yet, isn't even available yet on DVD. That's at prisonplanet.tv as well. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. And we just upgraded to the biggest server they've got, and even more bandwidth now, so even better system there at prisonplanet.tv. So get your membership today. Oh, this is incredible. I mean, where to start? There is just so much here. Let me just get back into this and close out the hour with this, and we'll come back and get into all the other news. IBM calls for global identity management solution. And it is IBM, again, who put the little tattoos on people's arms in the death camps. That number was entered into the International Business Machine to decide how much to feed them, when to kill them, what to do with them. They're vital statistics. International standards backed up by a UN body are needed to clear up the international identity verification mess, according to a senior IBM Global Services executive. The growing need for fast, accurate verification of personal identities has prompted a call from the industry observer for a global agency to set international standards. That's already happening. It's the U.S. and Europe and Asia are already going on the same standards. It's already happening. This is a world ID card. The realm of identity and access management, IAM, is heating up as nations like the U.K. and the U.S. increase their use of biometrics and other identifying technology in ID cards, border controls, and other areas, yeah, like the tanning salon or the bank or the grocery store. Beyond different governments trying to create a mosaic for what they want as good identity management, wider international cooperation is needed to make sure IBM gets all the business through its subsidiaries, to establish a common language and standards, said Cal Slepp, Vice President and Global Leader for Security and Privacy Services at IBM Global Antichrist Services, Global Services. The common language for exchanging their access information is also as federated IAM. Governments have a huge part to play in this because they have the ultimate responsibility for their citizens, and depending on the country, they may have ultimate responsibility for the businesses and e-commerce as well, Slepp said. And it's the UN body and IBM Global Services coming together to give you the world ID parameter and the world ID number for taxation, regulation, and absolute enslavement and final extermination. IBM, serving the devil since day one. We'll be right back with the third hour. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.